Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While the news has been mostly ignored by the regular media, did you know that the price of gold has this year through Monday night outperformed the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's 500 Index, the Russell 2000 Index, and most major world stock indices? Most of the increase in gold and silver prices has happened since the middle of May. Even more intriguing, as of Monday's close, the price of gold was near or at all-time highest levels against about 70 currencies. Even compared to the U.S. dollar, gold was at its highest level in more than 6 years, since early May 2013. Despite this relative news blackout of surging gold and silver prices, a number of people have been paying attention. At Liberty Coin Service, in July, we conducted the greatest number of customer transactions in any month in almost 5 years, since September 2014. There were many sellers taking advantage of higher prices. Also, there was an uptick in the number of buyers worried about the weakness of the U.S. economy, leading to a decline in the value of the U.S. dollar. Just last week, the Federal Reserve implicitly admitted that the U.S. economy is not as strong as it has been pretending when it cut the federal funds interest rate. Then, over this past weekend, the government of China, in response to U.S. President Trump's announcement of higher tariffs on Chinese imports into America, allowed the value of its yuan currency to drop to the lowest level versus the U.S. dollar in 11 years. President Trump has consistently advocated that the dollar's purchasing power be suppressed, contrary to the fact that America enjoys the greatest prosperity when it has a stable dollar value. The gloves are off. The U.S. and China are engaged in a battle to each lower the purchasing power of their currencies more than the other nation. This will reduce the standard of living in both countries while gold and silver prices continue to rise. To protect yourself, isn't it about time that you purchase some bullion-priced physical gold and silver as wealth insurance? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or McDonald Broadcasting.